The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, I don't get that right in the head cold, but...
Ditka Holtz checking in there. Old Ditka Holtz. He was the best. We stormed Normandy. We should be able to play college football. The same kids.
I got a screenshot of the podcast here, and it mentions the host.
And our podcast, yes.
Yeah, one of the regular guests is apparently Lou Holtz. Is that because we played his clip yesterday?
I don't know.
We haven't heard out of Lou Holtz in a long time.
We ever talked to him on the air?
No.
I don't think we ever did, no.
You wouldn't understand a word he said.
No.
No, we don't have that slobber filter that I've asked to be installed.
Although we've all slobbered a little bit.
Yeah, for me. Right. I wanted the slobber filter.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
For me.
Who else said Sumner Redstone? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, Craig.
No, that's fine. The audience is thanking you. Craig, my sick kids gave me this.
Craig hates his mic time.
Yet he chose to be in radio.
It chose me.
It did choose you.
Right.
A good point.
Most guys on a radio team bitch about they don't get enough mic time.
Yeah.
Craig bitches about too much. You give me too much mic time.
Well, because we haven't had a lot of guests over the past 5 months. Ratings are still kicking ass. Thank you, by the way, for listening to the program.
So the burden
has
been placed on Craig.
A lot of it.
Even before that, you never hear radio guys ever say, why don't you talk more? That's never something you hear.
Well, this show can be a little contrarian.
Yeah.
A bit. A bit.
And so it only stands to reason that there may be a contrarian or two on the show.
It's only right.
Yeah,
now.
You're right.
It only stands to reason.
Nobody caught you, though. You're still leading the Deadpool, correct?
That's right, I am.
Solo person with 7 hits. Everybody else got 6 or less.
My sick kids gave me this, one of the players that had something to Redstone.
Oh, I got a tweet yesterday, actually, from a woman who plays the Deadpool. Let me check this out. I retweeted it. She's pretty funny. Said something about her husband. She congratulated her. Made her day, yeah. Go ahead. I'll find it here.
All right. Nancy Grace's Leaking Cans gets a hit,
right.
As does Poop Loggy Log.
Right.
Puss Chili with Beans gets a hit.
My boyfriend, who was listening live, called me to congratulate me on my Deadpool hit. That's true love for me. She is Gandhi's old lady.
All right.
Yeah, Gandhi's old lady checking it. All right, thank you, Gandhi.
Which would make him?
Gandhi. Yes, it would. And he must have been listening yesterday. Congratulator on the list.
He had to follow Gandhi.
Maybe he may
be the successor.
Yeah. Right.
You think Gandhi was packing though? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Hard to say.
Right in the Snozzberries and Roy Moore's Tidy Whitey's getting hits with Sumner Redstone.
Roy Moore. Still looking for a job. I saw that What's-His-Face lost his bid to be a sheriff again. Arpaio.
Yes, he did.
That kind of slipped under the radar there. That racist ass.
I was going to mention it.
Right.
I brought it up. We saw it. But at the same time, the guy's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
No, he's done. But it kind of slipped under the radar. But he's one of those kind of guys that
he lost the primary.
You mean? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought racism was still cool. I guess maybe people are starting to turn on the racist. Let's hope so.
Well, but there's a new generation of asshat sheriffs coming up.
Like the guy in Florida.
Let's do that guy.
Yeah. Asshat.
Let's see if I can find it.
Telling his deputies not to wear masks. Right.
It's worse than
everybody.
That.
Everybody in the department.
What a scumbag.
Let's see. I wonder which stack I've got that one in. There we go. This one's out of Florida. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods prohibited his deputies from wearing masks at work. Prohibited. His order also applies to visitors to the sheriff's office. They also may not wear masks. There are exceptions for officers, hospitals, and when dealing with people who are high risk or suspected of having the coronavirus. In a statement,
you are a douchebag.
In a statement to the sheriff's department obtained by the Ocala Star Banner, Sheriff Billy crayoned, "We can debate and argue all day of why and why not. The fact is, the amount of professionals that give the reason why we should, I can find the exact same amount of professionals that say why we shouldn't."
No, like you can't.
Like no, you
no,
can't.
No, you can't.
Sounds like my Facebook post.
Well, you can go to YouTube and find the answer you want to hear.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Now, the fact is that a majority of epidemiologists and other health experts say that face masks and social distancing are key to slowing the spread of the novel coronavirus.
I can find somebody that's not.
And Sheriff Billy's Marion County set a record for daily deaths on Tuesday with 13.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
I love that. I'd forgotten about that one.
Yeah, I did too. I just typed in douchebag.
The Ocala City Council passed an emergency mask order last week, but the Republican mayor vetoed it, saying, the police chief won't enforce it, so what the hell, we don't need it.
Well, now, then fire the police chief.
Right.
Now, officers can still, well, you don't want to, because he's the Republican guy that doesn't want the mask. That guy as the excuse. Well, him. Now, officers can still mask up in areas including the courthouse and county jail, but they must immediately take off the face coverings afterwards. They must immediately take off the face coverings afterwards. Deputies,
what's he
going
to do to them? Can you legally fire somebody? Because don't you think a police union would say you cannot? One guy should wear the mask, get fired, and he will win that case. Yeah. He will win the case.
I will get police to what he says about that at the end here. All right.
This might as well be this guy saying, hey, don't wear your vest either. Don't protect yourself when you're on the job.
Or protect other people.
Yeah.
Deputies working special events are also forbidden from wearing masks. All visitors to the Sheriff's Department buildings will be asked to take off their masks in the lobby. Do you know why?
Because he's a douchebag.
In light of the current events, when it comes to the sentiment and or hatred toward law enforcement in our country today, this is being done to ensure there is clear communication and for identification purposes of any individual walking into a lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Now, Sheriff Billy goes on to say that since the beginning of this pandemic, the operation has not changed in the office and no wearing of masks has been put in place, but the Star Banner reported that the local jail has seen a serious spike with at least 200 inmates testing positive.
Well, don't go to jail.
Along with 36 jail employees, including officers, a nurse at the jail died of the COVID-19.
Yep.
Now, he also crayoned, this is no longer a debate, nor is it up for discussion. Please keep in mind, this entire pandemic is fluid and constantly changing the way things are done. However, my orders will be followed, or my actions will be swift to address.
I guarantee you that you could win that in court. I wore a mask to protect myself because during COVID and they fired me.
Yeah.
You can win that. Now, you have to risk your job, but you can win that.
So I'm curious, and I don't know the answer to this. Do I have a constitutional right to wear a mask if I want?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
That's my question.
I don't remember where I saw it, but somebody...
I don't think it has anything to do with the Constitution.
Somebody made a great point.
And the vice versa.
Exactly.
You're right, because people always say, it's on the last page of the Constitution. Like, the guy that called Push the other day and said, the Constitution, you have to wear a mask. Remember that guy said, it's my constitutional right not to wear a mask.
It's on the last page there. Yeah.
No, I can't remember where I saw
it.
But
fine print.
Somebody yesterday online made a great point. This guy, this is the same guy who thumps his chest about the Second Amendment to, protect yourself, but, don't wear a mask to protect yourself.
It's the same douche. Right?
Yeah, it's the old manly men thing.
It is, manly men.
Stupid for your own good.
Right. What a dumbass.
I don't want to be weak. Well, you're a puss.
Turns out you're a puss.
Can we not use that as a derogatory term?
Again, you're right.
Nick uses it a
Please?
Lot.
You are absolutely right.
Please?
Nick uses it a lot.
Yeah, and that should be a good term. There are other terms that I think that should be good that are used in a negative light that I can't necessarily bring up right here, but I think should be considered.
A whore? Oh, yeah.
A sucker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of some sort?
Yeah. See, I think that's a positive thing.
That's right.
Do that again.
I think that's a positive thing, but no, you call somebody that and it's negative.
Is Aaron Rodgers one of those?
No.
I don't care what he is, if he's bi or not. I could care less.
He's fine.
I think if a guy would come out.
Whichever.
Famous NFL star would come out as gay or bi, it'd be perfect. Would help everybody.
No, I think that's.
Olivia Mom said he's gay, right?
Well, there was.
But she's bitter, obviously.
She implied.
Yeah, she's bitter.
Right.
How'd she imply it?
I didn't see this. It's audio.
Like he flipped me over, like he broke back a lot.
It's a podcast.
I'd flip her over, too.
All I saw in the text was Olivia Munn implies that Aaron Rodgers might be gay.
Yeah.
And then you have to listen to the audio.
Now, Danica Patrick confirmed that because they broke up, too.
Well, that's right.
And Craig said he's moved on to another chick because obviously he can. It's what you do when you're, you know, good looking dude who has a lot of money and you're Aaron Rodgers. You know, you move on to different ladies.
You can get any.
By the way, if he likes dudes, he obviously likes women also. So I would make him fluid or pan.
He might like beards. Right.
True. But I mean, how long will these beards hang around? These women could use other guys. Danica Patrick didn't need Aaron Rodgers to get famous.
No.
And Olivia Munn didn't need Aaron Rodgers to get famous either. She's a pretty good actress, really good actress. So why would you be a beard if you already have your own career?
Because he's famous.
Why would you be a beard
when you can? It makes you more high profile.
But you can date other people. I know
you're hanging out with a famous NFL quarterback.
Once you get, I don't think
that doesn't sound like Danica Patrick needs that.
I don't think you have to stay in the closet at this point.
I don't think so either.
I mean, it was only 20 years ago. We used to Cordell Stewart was rumored to be gay. He's been married a few times, and remember we used to make fun of that all the time. And I look back thinking that was kind of stupid of us. But because nowadays, who cares? And we didn't care then either. It was just one of those random jokes people did.
Yeah, but you know who cares is NFL owners.
I don't know.
They're not the most progressive lot.
No, they're not.
In the world.
They're not.
And is there any openly gay NFL players?
Not currently playing.
Not active.
No.
How about NBA?
No,
I think that would be tough, too.
Not currently playing.
I don't know if there's one in any major sport.
No,
not any of the currently playing. No, there's a soccer guy, and that's not major, but it's a pretty famous sport.
Well, that's never mind.
Yeah, I know.
I
don't think there's a hockey guy.
I was going to disparage all soccer.
I wanted to say there was.
You say soccer's gay anyway. That's what you're going to say.
An NHL guy, but
I don't remember. Playing, right? No.
They all come out after they quit the league.
Right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
By the way, I did watch the end of that hockey, and I'll tell you what's even, I think the most depressing thing I've seen, I think we're going to see that too when we watch the NFL with no fans, is that I dealt with baseball with no fans. I'll watch it. It's weird. But a lot of times, they showed a wide shot of the hockey game, a guy scoring from the end. Yeah, and it was just, that place was empty. It's like they're just out there practicing.
Yeah.
That's the way it kind of feels for baseball, too. But I think football will be really strange with nobody in the stands.
That's why I like what the NBA did, where they're putting up the screens and stuff around.
I love it.
It shrinks everything down.
It did shrink everything down. And you can see faces. Some of them are bigger, smaller, but they're all hanging out watching Zoom. And I think the NFL should really, really look into just painting in fans.
I think for
our pleasure, by the way.
I have read, I think, that the NFL has said that the teams could look into doing something like that by putting some sort of video boards and stuff down low in the lower bowl.
There's more action happening. And zoom in the faces right there. Yeah.
Well, or for ads.
Right. Whatever.
For sponsor
to keep
ads
it busy,
and stuff.
Empty seats look really weird.
Right, yeah.
And the hockey, it looks strange.
Yeah, because that's going to be
empty arena.
A big endeavor.
Right.
To fill up an NFL stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Geddy Lee at Buffalo, New York at the Toronto Blue Jays game?
He's a Blue Jays fan.
Is he?
Huge Blue Jay fan. He's a big baseball fan.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And so they put him in a cardboard cutout, stuck him behind home plate.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Geddy Lee? Cool, man. Dan Rather, his interview with Geddy Lee, they tore his house, and he owns a lot of baseball memorabilia. Expensive stuff.
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so they just plastered him back there
That's
with Cuomo
cool.
and another big Toronto Blue Jays fan.
I like that. One of my favorite ones is just the Weekend at Bernie's guy at the Royals game. That was perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is great.
And I'm looking last night, believe it or not, I'm one of the few looking for the Pirates, and they're not playing because the Cardinals can't play anybody.
Right. Yeah.
So they're just off this the last couple of days.
And isn't the Weekend at Bernie's guy?
Cardinal fans. I know some Cardinal fans. They must be going nuts. Because they're the only team not playing. Even the Marlins came back after that first stretch of COVID.
Is Geddy more of a Montreal fan?
No, he's a...
No.
A Toronto fan.
No, he's a huge Blue Jay fan.
Because I was watching...
He's a ticket holder. He's a season ticket holder.
Yeah, he was raised outside of South Toronto.
Okay.
Suburbs of Toronto.
Yesterday was the anniversary of baseball quitting.
Saw that, 94.
In 1994.
Expos were in charge.
The best team in the league at the time was the Montreal Expos.
Yep. 94, kids.
We had no World Series in the year 1994. Because the league shut down.
Yep.
Well, right about now.
Yeah, it did.
Right about yesterday, 26 years ago.
Air Force says someone opened fire on a military helicopter during a training operation in Virginia.
That would suck.
Yeah, the Huey helicopter was near the Joint Base Edwards when somebody on the ground started shooting. They made an emergency landing at a nearby airport, transported an injured service member to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They are looking into that, trying to figure out who's the asshat that to do that.
Who had the gun? Everybody.
Everybody.
That's right. Everybody
right.
Has
who did?
We don't care.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You got to start with who didn't.
Yeah.
Have
who
the
didn't
gun.
Have a gun? Right. I thought Obama took them all away.
Oh. Yeah. I guess not all of them.
Apparently not.
I guess not all of them. Federal prosecutors say that associates of R. Kelly tried to harass, intimidate, and bribe his alleged victims. A longtime friend of the singer is accused of offering a $500,000 payment to one of the women. Not sure where he was going to get that. To one of the women if she didn't cooperate with the government. The second man being charged is described as a manager and advisor to Kelly, accused of harassing a woman who filed a lawsuit. The third is accused of setting fire to an SUV parked outside a Florida home where an alleged victim was staying.
God.
So they're busted.
Didn't he have like sex with a bunch of underage people? So they have to really spread the money around. And there is no money there. You mentioned earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's been bankrupt forever, hadn't he?
A long time.
Yeah, he's gone for a long time. But everybody can find their group of dudes, can't they?
Yeah, he's gone, but he needs to go away.
Well, he's in prison.
I know,
you're right.
And we still hear about him.
He still needs to go away.
And I hope that we can find this video. Another anti-mask rant caught on video going viral. A man just freaking out about masks. It's an Arizona grocery store.
Are we the only place in the world that's having this culture war about masks?
No.
Well, as big as it is.
As big as it is,
yeah,
probably.
Easily. Because we have one side of the aisle that doesn't believe
it. But I don't hear reports from other countries where things like this are happening. Perhaps they are, but I don't hear about it.
This video out of Arizona shows a man shouting profanities at employees of a Sprouts farmers market in Tucson. He calls them all idiots for wearing masks and says, "You know it's not real," threatening to beat the mask off the employee's face.
Jesus.
Two young men, referring to the man as Dad.
Oh, they drag him out, right?
Physically lifted him up and carried him out the door as he continued his tirade.
Oh, Dad was an ass, but we loved him. That kind of crap, you know.
You got to.
Yeah, well, hopefully they believed otherwise than the Dad.
This is one of those, like...
Well, that's probably why they carried him
out. Good, or they just wanted to get arrested. I hope because you're right, they would have joined in with him if they were asshats.
Sprouts is kind of a healthy food, and, you know, it's a cheaper whole food.
Right.
So, of course, everybody at Sprouts is going to be wearing a mask and requiring a mask, even in Arizona. The hell's this guy doing in
Sprouts? I'm hoping
Sprouts?
These kids... didn't co-opt their dad's Ditka.
Obviously not, because they're carrying him out of the store.
That's what I mean.
They literally carried him out.
I love what I read about the younger generation hating on their parents' politics that way. Because there's a Rudy Giuliani's daughter came out for Biden and Harris and publicly. And then Kellyanne Conway's daughter calls her mom stupid. She loves her dad, obviously.
Right.
Her dad hates Trump, too. So I like when I see that.
But in this instance, you can't say, "Dad, you're embarrassing me much more than carrying him out of the store."
Yeah, and it's not like the...
That's a hill he died on.
It's not like the son just pushed Dad. No.
No.
He physically wraps his arms around him, leans back, picks him up, and walks him
out.
It's
just one son, isn't it? It's one son?
Yeah.
You said two sons.
Well, there was two sons there, but the one
kid, grabs him, right?
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're probably 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it was just the one kid doing the lifting.
Yeah.
And carrying Dad out of the store.
And I found this video, and I was going to post it, but I just don't want to start that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, no, post it. On Facebook? Don't put it on Twitter.
All it's going to do is just generate more stupid comments.
Oh, I understand that.
You know?
Well, on Facebook it will, yeah.
Everywhere.
Facebook, yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah,
my dad was an ass, and I'm an ass. That kind of stuff. All right. This guy's saying he wasn't, huh?
Who knows?
No, he's an ass, and the kids know he's an ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
It's just the latest incident of Dad, you're embarrassing me.
Wear a friggin' mask. Ian Bagg later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.